The most common kind of advance directive that I think many people would have heard of is the living will. So, for example, I have a living will that tells my family, listen, if I'm terminally ill, if my doctors say, we're really sorry, but Bob's terminally ill now, and I can't speak anymore, that's how sick I am, my living will says, listen, I choose to be kept comfortable and allow me to die as gently as possible. Don't put me on machines in the ICU. Now, I could have a living will that says the opposite. Texas law gives us the ability to say, if I'm terminally ill and can't speak for myself, stick me on machines in the ICU.
A living will is one form of an advance directive.
Right.
The two others?
A medical power of attorney is simply a document where the patient appoints somebody else to make decisions for them, but it doesn't say what those decisions would be. The out-of-hospital do not resuscitate order is an order that really applies to paramedics. If I had a terminal illness, I would not want them to try to resuscitate me because CPR does not work in the setting of terminal illness. In the hospital, a doctor can simply write an order in the chart that says, do not attempt resuscitation, and the nurses and other doctors will all follow that. But if you're at home, the only thing that will stop the paramedics from attempting resuscitation is an out-of-hospital DNR.
When you go into the hospital, aren't you asked to sign something similar?
When you go into the hospital, you are offered the opportunity to create an advance directive if you don't have one. You're asked if you have one, and we try to keep those on file. That's been a huge challenge in American medicine. In a large study of patients with advance directives in major American hospitals, it was found that only about a quarter of the time did the hospital know what was in the advance directive. Often they're at home in a shoebox or they're in a safe deposit box, so they're not where we want them to be.
So it's not enough to have one. Then you have to make it clear to, what, anyone and everyone that you have one.
You've got to make it clear to them. And what hospitals are trying to do now as we move towards electronic medical records is store these documents electronically so that they're automatically popped back up when the patient checks into the hospital. There are also private companies that are trying to do this for patients and make it possible to store advance directives online.
What should be in the directive? How complicated does it have to be?
Directives can be very, very simple. One option is simply the Texas advance directive, which gives patients two fundamental choices. And that choice is, if I'm terminally or irreversibly ill, do everything you can to keep me going, no matter what. Or if I'm terminally or irreversibly ill, stop those aggressive treatments and keep me comfortable. It all has to start with the doctor certifying this patient really is terminally or irreversibly ill.
Even if you have an advance directive, who has the ultimate last word? Or the doctor?
In Texas law, really the patient does through their advance directive, unless they're asking the doctor to do something that the doctor would consider absolutely morally wrong or illegal.
Can friends or relatives contest the advance directive? You know, there will always be someone who might say, well, couldn't we wait one more day or try one more time?
Yeah. Even in the title of the Texas Living Will, it's very clear that this is the patient's directive to their family. Now, does that mean that families can't try to contest it? Well, they can, but usually what happens is the doctors say, listen, this is what your loved one wanted. We're supposed to honor this according to the law. If we don't honor it, we're subject to license review. And so if you want to challenge it, you're going to need to go down to court.
Does an advance directive have to require money or an attorney?
No, not at all. You can download for free the legal document for the state of Texas from a number of websites, the Texas Hospital Association, the TMA, Baylor Healthcare System. On its consumer website, it makes not only the legal documents freely available. You don't need a lawyer. You don't even need a notary for these. For those who want maybe a more online experience, mydirectives.com allows you to do all of this online and store it online. It's fully compatible with Texas law.
Why don't most people have an advance directive?
It forces you to imagine, well, I won't be here forever. Why don't I like to think that every day? I'd like to think I'll be here forever, even though I know I won't. I think that's the major reason.